Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's LeVar in for what Rob up? Parker, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. At the bottom of the hour, our main man, Eddie House, former NBA champion or NBA champion, period, and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst will join us, so keep it locked for that. But let's get back to the NBA. LeVar, we got a great game. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And yes, I'm telling you, if 2 months ago someone had told you it's going to be Milwaukee and Atlanta, I don't know who would have believed that.
I'd have said, man, you've been hanging out with Chris Broussard way too much, man.
That was a good one. That's funnier than anything Rob said over the last 6 months.
I'm a woman.
I got a take.
Okay.
It has become custom. It has become commonplace for many people, kind of the basketball world, if you will, to regard the last man standing, the superstar on the team that wins it, as the best player in the world. Now, people don't get crazy. If Jimmy Butler had led Miami past the Lakers last year, no one would have said he's the best player in the world. Mm-hmm. But if you're already in the discussion, if you're already top five in the world or something like that, and you win a title, people want to give it up to you. Mm-hmm. We saw it with Kevin Durant when he won his 2 rings in Golden State. Some people were saying that. We saw it with Kawhi Leonard when he beat Golden State in Toronto, albeit a lot of injuries for Golden State. And we saw it again with LeBron last year. It was they just proved positive that this guy's the best player in the world. I want to say this. If the Milwaukee Bucks win it, and Giannis is certainly in the class of all those guys I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. If the Milwaukee Bucks win this championship, which they should be favored to do right now, I don't believe Giannis will be regarded as the best player in the world. You disagree, sounds like.
I'm trying to think of who would be considered to be better at this point than a back-to-back.
I think Kevin Durant, and I still think a lot of people say LeBron James. Like, I don't think anybody's grabbed the bull by the horns. Like, this was the postseason where it was there for the taking. LeBron's out in the first round. He got injured. AD was injured.
There's the qualifier. There's my guy. There he is.
It's called
there he
truth.
Is.
It's called facts, all right?
Did he play in all the games, Chris Broussard?
Yes.
Yes.
And here's what I look.
That's
I've
what
said
sports
this.
Is all you, about, man. You got to be able to play through the qualifiers. You got to be able to win.
Father Time has tapped LeBron on the shoulder.
He's not the greatest in the world anymore.
He wasn't the greatest on
his team.
He can't carry you, me, Rob G, and DJ Alex Tyshirt to the playoffs anymore. I tell you that. He used to be able to do that in his prime. He can't do that anymore. But, so just because he's not quite as good as he was, does that still mean he's not the best player in the world? There was a nice little gap there. Because Kevin Durant, they're done.
There was a nice gap. I think that we have to be careful in how we categorize our players. And when I say our players, I mean, I don't want to diminish anybody's greatness first and foremost. I think
they're
all brilliant players,
absolutely,
right? But you got to look at it's like superheroes. It's like, all right, you know, Batman doesn't have any real superpowers. He's just dope with all of the gadgets and the gizmos that, you know, him and his crew come up with, right? But that's his strength, is being able to do it that way. Same with Iron Man, right? He doesn't have any real superhero powers, but they make a suit for him that give him superhero powers.
Spider-Man.
But then you have guys like Spider-Man. Then you have guys like Superman. Then you have guys like Aquaman and all these different people, right? And they do have superpowers. And here's my thing, and this is the point that I'm making, is that we got to categorize what these type of superheroes are. Some of them do certain things better than others. And when I look at KD, KD is one of the most prolific scorers of all time.
Absolutely.
And I think that if you're going to say greatest of something all time with KD, it's greatest scorer of all time, in the conversation of greatest scorer of all time. When I look at LeBron James, I say LeBron James falls in the category of greatest player of all time. There's nothing wrong with them being in those categories and not still being at that level of player. And you mentioned that there was a gap for a time with LeBron James and the rest of everyone else. But make no mistake about it, LeBron James has been playing in the league the last three years, and in the last 3 years, we've seen Giannis get two MVPs. We've not even seen MJ get two MVPs.
Best player. MVP doesn't mean you're the best player. Steve Nash was never the best player in the world, and everybody knew.
He was the best player that year. He got MVP and was – you're the best player.
Dirk wasn't the best player. When he won it?
I think for the moment you are – see, now there's another qualifier, right? So it's like, is he the best player in the world at that moment in time? Or is he the best player in the world, period?
You had the best season, but
you're not the best player. You were the best player in the world for a season. Come on, Chris.
I don't think anybody –
you're
going to
diminish the award. You're going to diminish the award.
No.
Right here on national radio, you're going to diminish the NBA MVP award.
I'm a voter. I've been a voter for a quarter century. No, it does not just who's the best player in the league. It's not
at the moment in time that they – so Jokic was not the best player.
Michael Jordan only won five MVP awards. Are you going to tell me that those other – 10, well, he two. Let's take out the two in Washington.
So let's look at Charles Barkley's year.
The other 8 years he played, really the other six healthy years he played, that he wasn't the best player in the world in at least three or four of them?
He is the – yeah. So the point that I'm making is that if you get the award – and I get it, like, okay, we can't give the award to the same person every single year. But how do you qualify a guy getting it two times in a row? Like
he
to me,
he had you. It's look, when you vote, there's no set criteria. So a lot of guys have different views. Some guys it's the best player on the best team. Some guys it's, you know, who they think is the best player. Some guys it's who was literally most valuable to his team. I try to take all of that into consideration. I look at your team's record. I look at your individual statistics. I look at what they did without you. I look at your supporting cast. So a lot of times the best player, Shaq and Kobe combined for two MVPs. Combined.
Correct.
They deserve more, but they canceled
each other. Did we ever say that Shaq was the
greatest?
Did we ever say that Shaq was the greatest player on the planet?
Yes.
Did we ever say that Kobe was the greatest player on the planet?
Yes. During the three-peat, when Shaq and Kobe won three straight, there were many believing Shaq was the most dominant best player in the world.
Over Kobe.
Yeah,
over Michael Jordan.
Over
Michael Jordan.
Well, Jordan was out by that. Jordan had retired, and then he was, you know, played for Washington as an old man. So
he was still he was in Washington.
Well,
when
he retired, you know, for a few years, then came back as a 38, 39, 40 year old. So by that point, nobody was looking at Jordan as the best player in the world.
We're splitting hairs here, and I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to say this.
On Giannis.
If Giannis is to win this championship this year, and he gets MVP of the series, He is considered, in my book, in my estimation, the best basketball player in the world for now. For now.
Well, and you know what's good? What does for now mean?
For now means we won't ever think that Buster Douglas was a greater boxer or fighter than Mike Tyson. But for the moment in time that he knocked Mike Tyson's – this is Worship Wednesday, so I won't say the word that goes with that. When he knocked him out, right, and he won that title, you know who everybody had to bow down as the heavyweight champion of the world.
Hold on. But there's other things. Like, a lot of people blame Tyson for that loss. I know Buster Douglas fought the fight of his life. But a lot of people looked at Tyson, oh, he wouldn't train.
That's
he
a took qualifier.
Him lightly.
That's
he
a qualifier.
No, but it's true. That, sometimes these are facts.
It's not a truth when the fact of the matter is.
Injuries happen. That's not a qualifier. That's
it's a qualifier. Here's why it's a qualifier. Because against all odds, if you're going to be the best, then you have to get the results that go with being the best. Listen, I'm a Hall of Famer in the National Football League if I don't get hurt. Right? Okay.
Right.
But I'm not going to the Hall of Fame because I got hurt. So
you would say that's a qualifier.
No, that's
just a fact. You got hurt. That's not your fault.
No.
That's not diminishing, you know.
It does diminish the people that had to figure it out and make it to the Hall of Fame is what I'm saying. So for every person that had to overcome an injury, I wasn't able to overcome the injuries. I wasn't able to play at a high level for long enough to be considered a Hall of Famer in the National Football League. That's not a qualifier. That is the facts. But
right.
The bottom line is that I still, in my expectation, there are guys in the Hall of Fame that weren't better football players than me. They weren't even close in my estimation. But the bottom line is they did what they needed to do for longer and got the accolades and got to the point of where they're recognized that way. It's the same exact thing.
I get all that.
So even if I don't intimately and emotionally look at a player as being better than LeBron or being better than Kevin Durant, the bottom line is the results still have to matter and the results still have to count. If that man goes to the finals and gets an NBA championship and an NBA Finals MVP, he is considered to be the best player on the planet for
Stop
now.
It.
He's
All
holding
right, hold
on. The belts.
What if Chris
He's holding
Middleton,
the belts.
What if Chris Middleton's Finals MVP?
Yeah,
is he
I
the
think
best player in the world?
I think there's some things that are worth not debating. And he's not – if anybody but
right,
Giannis
well,
were
debate.
To get it. If anybody but Giannis were to get it, it's not a debate. Because
okay,
Middleton,
I'm glad you went there. Okay, but I'm going to give you why I don't think it's Giannis or
okay,
will be
ahead.
Giannis.
Go ahead.
Because he doesn't close games. And I get it. Everybody's not Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant in terms of closing
LeBron,
games. That's fine.
LeBron
but,
hasn't
no,
been a
well,
game closer.
Well, LeBron has hit more game winners in the playoffs than Kobe and Michael Jordan combined, more buzzer beaters.
There have been times where LeBron James has not been a closer
in
playoff games.
No, but he doesn't run from closing. He's not incapable of closing. Yeah, but I don't think they can stand because, oh, he passed the Kyle Korver. Well, Michael Jordan passed the John Paxson.
And they made it.
That's the only difference. But here's my
point
about Giannis.
That's a big difference.
Giannis cannot – If Giannis, you saw what he did at the end of the game against Kevin Durant in Game 7.
Yes.
He took him in the post, backed him down, and went to the jump hook to tie it with a minute 11 left.
Yes.
That should be Giannis's go-to move. Stop the 17-footer. Stop the three-point. I mean, you can do it here and there. But when it's gut check time and you need a bucket, Giannis can be a go-to guy, but that should be his move. I'm on the block. I don't mean become Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We don't want you on the block all the time because you can do a lot of other things. But when you need a bucket, you go down to that block or you bring somebody down to that block. You back them down. You throw up a nice little jump hook. Don't do the turnaround toward the baseline turnaround, Jay, that you tried on James Harden. Or that you tried at the end of regulation and hit the top of the shot clock. That's what, if Giannis would do that as his go-to move, then I'd give it to him. But as long as he's going to continue to not play to his strengths inside when the situation calls for it, I can't give it to you.
And listen, you're the expert, and I'll respect where you're coming from with your thought process on this. But just as a lowly, you know, washed up former, you know, player in the pros, all I'm saying is from my vantage point, if a guy proves that even for a season he's the best, then he's the best at that moment in time. Now, if we are categorizing and saying best of all time, no, I would not say that Giannis is the best of all time. See, if he wins the finals and wins the MVP.
I would ask you, though, it should be over a few years. And it doesn't mean you have to win it every year. But what if Giannis wins two out of three and he's just killing? That's different.
Giannis
but just
is
one
leading
year,
the team in scoring.
Dirk, was
in
Dirk
all
the
wins.
Best player in the world when they beat Miami in 2011? He beat three superstars. Was he
yes,
the best
he
player in the world?
That at that moment in time, yes, and he proved it by winning a championship.
But that can mean any. If I use the qualifier,
it can't
to use
just
your
be
word,
anybody.
Any
it can't
moment
just be
in
anybody.
Time, okay.
It can't all just right. be anybody, because if you think about it, if it's just anybody, then Chuck has a championship ring. There have been some of the greatest
right.
players. Period.
Carl Malone,
John
yes.
Stockton, Pat Ewing, right. You know, there have been some of the greatest players of all time that do not have a championship to their name. So that's not, to me, I don't look at it that way. I say.
But if you're that high caliber of player and you win it, you give them the ring for that year or the crown for that
I do.
That
I mean, because
okay.
like I said, if I could give the best example, it would be in boxing. Like, just because if you're holding the belt, if you lost that belt, when you were holding that belt, you were considered to be the greatest at what you're doing, and that's the achievement. You expect somebody who is the greatest to do what? Win it all. That's what you expect. That's where your greatness is measured and weighed the most. Like, we can sit here and debate Tom Brady isn't the greatest quarterback of all time. But I would fight that, and I would argue that,
but
and I would say
it.
There's no way you can say he's not the greatest football player of all time.
Right, because he's done it over time. Well, let's get to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're going to let you weigh in on this. I say if the Bucks win it, that doesn't mean Giannis is the best player in the world. LeVar says
now.
It does. What say you? I don't know what for now means. This very moment in time, not tomorrow,
it's a moment
though.
In time. It's a moment. If he wins the championship and he's the captain,
notice all
it's
the
a moment
qualifiers. He got nerve talking about I qualify stuff. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and LeVar, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, LeVar Arrington is in for Rob Parker, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs just can't wait, folks. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. I say congratulations to Giannis Antetokounmpo if they win the championship. But you're still not the best player in the world. Unless, you know, I see some some just demolishing cats down low when it's crunch time. But LeVar says otherwise. He will be the one. He will wear the crown for the time being.
Well, I mean, I'm not, if, you were grand,
week,
if you were crowned
for
a king.
For July, August.
Hey, listen, if you were crowned a king, do you not go down in history as a king in the history and the annals?
He will be a king, yes.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
He will be a king.
You can't do that on Worship Wednesday, man. You can't put Dennis Green on Worship. You can't do it.
They are who we thought they were.
All right, but I'll tell you what we can do, Chris Broussard. We can go to the phone lines, and we're going to go to Marty. Marty's in Kentucky, and I know from the bluegrass state of Kentucky, I know Marty agrees with me. So.
Marty,
what's
first
up, Marty?
Of all,
what you
did
got,
you
man?
Hear Mark from Sacramento earlier?
No, I didn't. What did Mark have to say?
He won a bet with Rob. I think it was about the Nets. And the bet was that, if the Nets lost, Rob would buy Mark some Stacey Adams shoes, dress shoes, and if they won, Mark would buy Rob some, I hope I didn't get that back, Mark would buy Rob a pair of Jordan sneakers. Mark from Sacramento called in last hour and said, tell Rob to send the shoes to River. Not Stacey Adams, but I guess a pair of Jordans or something like that.
I wish I could say what's going on, gentlemen, the way Alex could. Because
what's going on, gentlemen? Though.
Tell us what size is River wearing now. We'll make sure to get the message to Rob.
Well, truthfully, I told Rob a one so River could grow into him when he started actually handling a ball. And now he just grew into him, started wearing them. So now I'm a two.
That was smart. Okay, so we'll tell him a two.
Yeah, he just started sporting his Jordans. He just grew in.
That's good. But, he showed some patience too.
Oh yeah.
Or but, you did. You made him have patience. All right.
LeVar,
so what you got,
I always love how you mention the bluegrass when I call. But I'm gonna have to go against you.
Okay. All right.
You know, Iguodala wasn't. You know, when he got Finals MVP, nobody called him best player in the world, and I cannot see.
But he wasn't the league MVP.
That's true. I can't see Giannis. Well, honestly, this is all hypothetical because the one thing in Giannis's way to me is Budenholzer, and I just can't see them winning the championship. He's the worst coach left. This is the guy that let Drake get in his head and lost the series because Drake got in his head. He is not. I just can't see him competing with Amani Williams.
Think they're gonna lose to Atlanta? Because obviously Nate McMillan is doing a heck of a job.
I got Atlanta tonight. I got Nate McMillan
tonight
pulling off the upset tonight. I know they're already playing, but
they could win tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Bucks in six.
I like Atlanta in seven. But
wow.
I just want to say that Kevin Durant's the best player in the world. Right now, I think everybody knows it. He went up against Giannis. And until the Greek Freak plays to his strength, like you said, you know, in the big man era, Kareem went to the hook constantly.
Right.
And he still is considered the GOAT by many people from that era. So
great point. We didn't hold it against him that he didn't shoot 17-foot jump shots. Right.
That's right. So just the Greek Freak needs to just keep playing to his strengths, and they need to get a coach in there that has him do so.
That's a good call. So, LeVar, what is your pick for this series?
I think that KD was the only one that could be an answer for Giannis. The only kryptonite for him in this playoff was going to be in terms of the Eastern Conference. Now, once you get to the finals, I think where we're at right now, I think the Suns are going to break through and pull it down. I really do.
I was on the radio in Milwaukee before our show, and I said, I'm going to wait until, you know, the finals, we know the teams, to make my official pick. But I got Milwaukee and Phoenix meeting in the finals, and I want to see how they both play in these series. But right now, I'm leaning toward picking Phoenix. I hear you. Like, Phoenix, man, they got something going.
They're hot.
Yep, they got something going.
But
All right, man,
I told you. They found themselves in that Nuggets series, and that's you know, that happens sometimes. You have the talent, you got to find yourself. So,
well, we gonna find Eddie House, NBA champion, in a moment or so, and we'll continue this NBA conversation with him. But first,
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Art Man, you know when you hear the funky music, you know who's next. He's an NBA champion, a three-point sharpshooter to this very day. A Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, Mr. Eddie House.
Eddie House is going to agree.
Oh, man,
with me.
I'm coming through the tunnel right now. I'm slapping five. I'm getting ready to knock down something, man. You got me ready to knock something down.
Hey, they should have been letting me do those introductions, man, back in the day.
I'm telling you, I probably shot 57%.
Well, look, we're going to ask you to settle. You know, we got our man LeVar Arrington in for Rob today.
Bro?
What up, LeVar? How you doing, brother?
You got it, man. You got it.
We going to ask you to settle a little debate we've been having.
He's sensible, so he's going to say it the right way.
Giannis is the man. But, and you know, Eddie, it's kind of become custom, at least to put the – a lot of people will say, you know, the last few years, the guy's won the championship. He's gotten a lot of talk that he's the best player in the world. It was Kevin Durant in Golden State. It was Kawhi Leonard in Toronto. LeBron last year, like, you know, we kind of been doing that. I've been saying, look, if Giannis wins it this year, I don't think he's the best player in the world. Now, he's up there, but I don't think he's the best player in the world because he can't close. Here's my one qualifier. I hate to use that word because LeVar just always throwing that in my face.
You're a qualifier. You're but, the qualifier superhero. No, he got a big Q on his chest under his shirt, Eddie.
It's called facts, Eddie. You know, it's called facts and
truth.
You
see how he's trying to coerce you? He's trying to walk you into what it is he wants you to say?
Ain't nobody walking me nowhere. I'm going to walk where I'm going to walk to.
Okay. So, look, my thing is this, Eddie. What Giannis did to Durant the other night in Game 7, remember, at the end of the game, took him into the post, jump hook over him? That could be Giannis's go-to move. I get it. I don't want you being Kareem and playing in the post all the time, but when it's gut check time and your team needs a bucket, go to that. Forget the turnaround, Jay, to the baseline and the 17-footer. Go in the post, back him down, hit the jump hook because nobody would stop that. If he would do that consistently when it's needed, I would say he's the best player in the world. But until he plays to his strengths like that, I can't give him that crown over KD and even still LeBron. Where you at on
that? Well, I would tell you why. Even if he did have that and was able to get down to the post and finish games and constantly just pound people down there with that move, he can't make free throws, man. I can't give you being the best player in the world. You can't make free throws. You shooting, you're shooting under 50%. I can't do that. I'm saying, come on. I mean, I think I could go to the free throw line and shoot left-handed and never airball, to be honest with you. That's just the truth. But what I'm saying is I don't think that if you can't knock free throws down consistently, it's the same knock that Ben Simmons has, except he's such a different talent, Giannis is, than Ben Simmons. You can't knock free throws down when it counts, or you can't knock free throws down at a decent clip. It's hard for me to give you the nod and say that you're the best player in the world because you have chinks in your armor. Usually the best player in the world, it's hard to find any chinks. You got to dig deep, and you got to find circumstantial evidence. You know, something that's like, well, in minute 128, he did a turnover. You know, he turned the ball over at this point right here. It was crucial, but the rest of the game he played phenomenal. You know, that's the type of stuff that I'm talking about.
You never thought Shaq was the greatest basketball player in the world?
No, I thought he was the most invincible. A guy that had probably the most unstoppable guy down in the post, but he had chinks in his armor. You know,
thank you.
He had
you know
chinks in his armor.
I'm glad you answered the way that you answered.
Don't try to turn him to your side.
Look
LeVar,
at Chris. Look.
He's
look,
clearly
you see Chris
agreeing
going
with me.
It's Chris's show, so I'm gonna let him go. Go ahead.
I gotta hear how you finessed it.
I'm just here filling in. I was just happy that Eddie answered the question properly when I asked it to him, because again, I said before you came on, you got to look at it and you got to categorize what we're talking about, because you never want to be in a situation where you're diminishing somebody's brilliance and their greatness as a player. So you just said what I just said. It's like, okay, I may not have ever said that Shaq was the number one greatest player in the league at the time that he was there, but you know what he was? He was great at this. He was the best in the league at this. So to me, when we talk about certain people, to say that right now, if you're going to say KD is the best in the league, I would challenge you and I'd say KD is the best scorer, pure scorer in the league. If I'm looking across the board and I'm going to compare Giannis, if Giannis were to win the championship rounds and get a finals MVP, having the background of two back-to-back MVP awards, why is it so egregious to think that he is the best player in the world today? If he were to win it and he was the finals MVP, why is it so hard to fathom that he would be considered the best player in the league at that moment in time? Now, greatest ever, that's different. Greatest of all time as the greatest, that's different. But great right now, best in the game right now, best of best, why is that hard? I mean, is that hard? How would you look at that?
He told you.
My pushback on that would be, well, and Paul Pierce won a finals MVP. D-Wade won a finals MVP. And at the time that they did those, they weren't considered the best basketball player in the world. They were considered the best player in that series. But the best player in the world consists of being something totally different from just being a best player in a seven-game series. And trust me, there is no disrespect or no slight to what those guys who are final MVPs have done. It is definitely hard to get to the finals, and it's damn sure hard to be the best player in the finals.
True.
That is great. But when you start talking about the best player, roster to roster, player to player, top to bottom, you cannot have these chinks in your armor. You're only as good as your teammates are going to be as well. This is not a one-man show. Nobody ever wins a championship by themselves, you know.
That's true. Right.
Jordan, as great as he was, he had to have other guys with him. He had a Rodman. He had a Pippen. He had a Horace Grant with him. He had a Tony Kukoc with him. He had players with him, a Ron Harper with him. He had players that could go that was around him. Now, Jordan was Jordan. That just made him his lore be even that much greater, because with those really, really good players, remember, Pippen's a top 50 player. With a top 50 player, he still was better than him. You know, and he still was able to be who he was. So Giannis, for me, I think Giannis is good, but he has so many things he got to work on. I think Toronto had the blueprint for him a couple years back when they won the championship, where they shrunk the floor. You don't give him any gaps. You do not allow him to get to the paint. You force him to shoot the ball over the top. And if he beats you over the top, then you say, now we start having a different conversation.
Right.
If he beats you over the top constantly.
Well, Eddie, let's get to Giannis. We're talking about Giannis. They started their game with the Hawks. They're up 11-10. It's early, obviously. Do you give Atlanta a legitimate chance to win this series? And if so, why?
Well, this is the reason why. Belief, number one. If you believe, you can achieve. We've heard that forever, right? And I think Atlanta definitely believes. They believe not only in themselves, but they believe in their head coach. And their head coach believes in the players. So when you have that sense of belief, it's similar to Phoenix. And then also, if you look at how the team is constructed, they have the traditional type of basketball team. They have a center. They have a guy that can, well, the point guard, they don't really have a great shooting guard, but they have a guy that can score at that position and can also make plays. But they really have a phenomenal point guard who erases a lot of some other guys' deficiencies. And then the guys that come in off the bench, Lou Williams, and Gallinari, a guy that also has been in some games and has been around as a vet. When you have a mix of young players, veteran players that all believe and they have momentum going for them and they trust each other, they play for each other and not for themselves, I don't put anything past a team that believes that. I think that they could get anywhere. I think Milwaukee has more weapons over there. I think Milwaukee definitely has the more weapons, a little bit more talent, but the belief level to me is with the Hawks, and that's the reason why I give them a shot in this series. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's going to be tough sledding for anybody that's guarding Trae Young. You know, that last game that he had, most superstars bounce back from games like that and don't have another one for a long time. And so to me, it's going to be a fun series to watch. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the Phoenix Suns and what they're doing, what Devin Booker has been able to do with this team. You can ask for anything more if you are a basketball fan, a basketball purist, to see the way that everybody is out there playing together. They're playing. This is a team. These teams that are left are team games. These aren't super teams.
Right.
These are team. These are GM oriented. These are draft oriented teams that were put together with a mix of young and old talent and vets that's out there. And it's great to see for the game of basketball.
All right, that's okay. Our main man, Eddie House,
he
NBA
delivers,
champion.
Don't he?
Yes,
boy,
he does.
Delivering.
Yes, he does.
2008, that, they needed Eddie House or they weren't going to get that championship.
Hello.
Dude. That's right. Take it away.
Ubuntu. Ubuntu.
Ubuntu all day, every day, baby. You believe it. Better believe
it. Eddie House, thanks, brother.
All right, take care. Y'all be cool,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's our most controversial segment of the week. Shop Talk is next. Chris and LeVar in for Rob. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
That's all right. It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. My man LeVar Arrington is in for Rob Parker, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got a fun topic next on Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar, I think this is your first time doing this segment. It's a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports that was trending earlier in the week.
Perfect.
And today's topic comes to us courtesy of our friends over at Netflix. They got a new 8-part documentary called This Is Pop. And they discuss a lot of the trends and things that happened in the pop music scene over the years. Well, in the trailer for one of the episodes, T-Pain was on there and he was talking about a conversation he had back in the day with Usher, who he calls a friend.
Okay.
He said that Usher, unprompted, called T-Pain over, walked over to him. He said, "Hey, I want you to know that you effed up music." And T-Pain's taken aback. He's like, "Well, what do you mean? They're just joking around, right?" Said, no. You effed up music for us real singers. Implying that as soon as he started using auto-tune and made it popular, and everyone started doing it, that T-Pain is the reason why music became kind of watered down for a minute there. So here's the question. Do you guys agree with Usher, maybe not his methods, but the premise that T-Pain ruined music?
No.
I disagree vehemently.
Yeah, no.
And first of all, auto-tune does not ruin music. And LeVar is with me on this, I'm sure. In the 80s, LeVar, we had some dope auto-tune, and guess who it was?
Roger Troutman.
Yes, and on, Zap.
Man.
Hit it, Alex.
Come on,
this
man.
Is an all-time jam.
Come on, man. It's
right?
Too easy. Too easy. You know who else was singing back then? Luther Vandross, Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight. Like,
right.
You name it, right? Like, ain't
and nobody
worried about
didn't like them because of Zap?
Man, Whitney wasn't worried about Roger Troutman and Zap. They respected it. It's an art form. So Usher was just hating because maybe he saw his bank account wasn't stacking as quickly as it once was because people was using autotune. And you know what? There was a long time. You remember, Chris, when there was that whole big thing about lip singing your songs?
Oh, well, Milli Vanilli. You're talking about
that? But it was a ton of artists that were lip singing their live performances. And then people started coming out and they, you know, they'd be like, "No, I'm really singing," like stop the music or the music would be done. And,
right.
and when the music was done, the song was done because it was playing the music or it was playing their voices too.
Right.
So listen, music is music. It's never going to be ruined because it's one of the most influential types of art forms, period. So
I
disagree.
I will say this. And look, maybe I'm just getting old, but I got to be honest, I'm not feeling a lot of this mumble rap. And well, I got some young kids.
I'm adjusting
to
it because I'm a coach. I'm a high school coach. I'm adjusting.
So you got to hear. Well, I'm going to say, so you would be able to answer this because I got some friends whose kids are, you know, teenagers and 20-somethings and into the hip-hop and all that. And one of them actually does a big show on YouTube where he has battle rappers. Mm-hmm. And all of the rappers sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all are the same exact cadence. And I think that's a degeneration of hip-hop, man. That's my opinion. So I don't know if I'm old or what.
It could be a tad bit of old school. It's the evolution. As I've gotten more and more into trying to listen and understand the new music so I don't turn into that fossil that can't relate anymore. I've learned that there are some guys that have really good deliveries. It's just evolved. It's different.
I think there are some cats that can flow.
Yeah,
but
there are.
A lot of them, you know, nowadays, a lot of them don't get the airplay. A lot of the best rappers, like Mos Def said, the best rapper is a local cat.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
but there are a lot of, there's so many different types of hip hop now, but it does seem like the mumble rap gets most of the airplay.
I'm
going to
just say
rap.
It's evolution. It's evolution. And just like anything, because people couldn't stand Two Live Crew or Tupac.
No, I think about that. Right. That's what I think about. They said the same thing about hip hop when we were younger. But keep it locked. Couple.
Yeah.